daf is Yivames daf Lamed Beis, and we are on Lamed Aleph from the Beis by the Mishnah. But let's just talk for a few moments about the line right before the Mishnah, and that is known as the sugya of Mipiyem v'lo Mipiksavam, from their mouths and not from the mouth of their writing. So, what exactly does that halacha mean of Mipiyem v'lo Mipiksavam? So, the shot that we mentioned yesterday from Rashi. Rashi said, last couple of skinny lines, the zimnin delo dechiri, sometimes the witnesses will not remember what they actually saw, the chazu miktava, and they will see it in the writing, the asu umisadi, and then they will testify based on what they saw, the high lav edusu, and that's not edus, rachmanara, pishnaim edim, feloshia idu al piksavam. They can't be reminded. It sounds like maybe even if they did remember based on what they saw, and then they remember the act, but still, at root, that is considered testifying from Ksav, and testifying from Ksav is not acceptable in Halacha. That's Rashi. But other Mefarshim, other Rishonim have different ideas. And the major problem, the question that is asked is, this sugya says, this yesod is, Mipiyem lo Mipiksavam. You're not allowed to accept testimony, but Ksav. The question is, so what about the institution called Shtar? There's something called the shtar, which works. Yesterday we discussed the two types of shtar, shtar kinyan, shtar raya. So what do you do? How does shtar work? We know shtar works. So the question is, how does a shtar work, given that there is a problem on Mipiyem v'lo Mipiksavam? So there are different ways of answering that shaila. The Rambam, in Hilchas Eidus, says something radical, but then the Mefarshim say, well, maybe it doesn't mean it's so radical. The Rambam says, shtaros or drabanan? Drabanan. The Rambam says in Hilchas Eidus in Perek Gimel Halacha Daled, Din Torah, She'ein Makablan Eidus, Lo Bedini Mamanus, Lo Bedini Nefashus, Ela Mipiyo Eidim. You have to have Eidim testifying with their mouths. You have to come to court and testify. She'nemar Api Shnayim Eidim, Mipiyem, V'lo Miksav Yadon. Aval Midivrei Sofrim, Midirabanan, She'chotchin Dine Mamanus, Be'eidus She'bishtar. Afal pi she'ein eidim kayamim, but will allow eidus b'shtar by dinei mamonis, because kadesh lo tino delas b'fnei lavin. Because people aren't going to lend money if they know that the eidim are going to have to be there. Maybe the eidim will be in Medina Sayyam, maybe they'll die, so they won't lend money. So Chazal enacted that eidus b'shtar is good enough. That is the Rambam. And that's how the Rambam understands Mipiyem v'lo Mipiksavam. When it comes to, let's say, what we would call maybe a shtar raya, midal raisa, you need the eidim to come, midrabanan, we allow it. The Rambam is not going to say that get is a drabanan, it's a pasuk in Chumash. The Rambam is not going to say that a shtar kinyan is drabanan. But the Rambam at least seems to say that certain shtaros are derabanan, right? That is the shita of the Rambam. But there are other answers to the question. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted here in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what Mipiyem v'lo Mipiksavam means? It's a question of potential. The Rambam says, somebody who is mute cannot write down their testimony, because they are unable to say it over with their mouths, and therefore, based on the principle that we know of called the din of Rebzera, call a roi labila. As long as you have the potential for something, you don't always need it. But if you don't have the potential, that's the problem, right? Like we know by Hilchas Mikvah. Something has to be roi labias mayim. You have to be able, like you can't have anything stuck between your teeth. You don't have to have your mouth open when you go to the mikvah, but the water doesn't have to actually get in there, but if there's something in between my teeth that'll prevent water from getting in there, so then that's a problem. Ra'ui labias mayim. Ra'ui to... it comes up a number of places, right? The Ritva says it in terms of Shmona Esrei, right? We paskin that when you eat, we're in the middle of the silent Shmona Esrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. What do? We stop and listen. And we listen to Kedusha and then we continue. That's the Rashi Shita in Maseches Sukkah, and that's what we paskin like in Shulchan Aruch. But the Ritva says, what do you mean? You're not allowed to talk during Shmona Esrei. So you're going to stop it as if you're saying Kedusha? How are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to talk. The principle of Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona only works, says the Ritva, where you yourself could say it if you wanted to. If you could have said what you wanted to, so then you're able to be Yotze with someone else. But if you wouldn't be able to say it, like in the middle of Shemona Esrei, they just keep going. That's the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. We don't pass like that Ritva, but that's another. That's Roy Labias Mayan, that's from Zera. The din in the Talmudic din, the din in the Gemara, is based on Hilchas Karban Mincha, where the Gemara talks about how much flour is mixable properly with how much oil. And if you have too much flour, if somebody is no Dave, too much flour, so then they have to put it into two kalim. Because if you have too much flour, that's not going to be mixable properly, balul, with the oil, so then you have to split it up into two kalim. That's the ultimate. But you don't have to actually mix it together. You only have to have it roi to be mixed. That's called a roi labila. So Rabbeinu Tam uses that principle here. The fourth to last line in Tosfos, shiny edus, derachmana amar mipiyavolo bipiksavam, shiny elaim, she'ein roi lahagid, kida amrinan, kol she'ein roi labila v'chulu, aval acher, mo'oksav yado, kishezocher ha'edus. But anyone else would be able to send it in. As long as you could have testified with your mouth, you could send it in. Right? So that is how Rabbeinu Tam excludes or explains what mipi and velo mipi ksavam is. Tosfos says another day, the first couple of medium lines, Tosfos says, maybe if you would testify what you saw in a shtar, that would be okay. But the problem is, you're going to, as we explained yesterday, you might say that you actually saw something, but you don't really remember it, and you will just say that you remember it based on what it says in the shtar. Lo yeidu shekach ro b'shtar. El shema yeidu ala ma'isa atzmo ki ilu heim zochrim. Ve'meinam zochrim el al piksav. Different ideas. But then there's the most fundamental idea. And that is based on Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Chaf and the Baal HaMor right here. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between mipi avlo mipi ksavam and shtar. Shtar, in the language of the Achronim, based on the Rishonim already, is what's called Das HaMischayev. There's a crucial ingredient in shtar which makes it tick, which creates the shtar, and that's why it's good. And that's why it's a halachic mechanism different than edus b'shtar. What's edus b'shtar? Two people say that so-and-so did something. Okay, that's not accepted. That's mi piyam velo mi piksavam. You know what a shtar is? Where somebody commits to something themselves and allows it to be written down. Reuven says, I owe. Or Reuven says, whatever I'm going to do, right? I hereby mekadesh you. Whatever it is, kiddushi shtar. That's called das mischayev, and that's a different mechanism. That's not mipihem lo mipi ksavam. That's in the language of the Baal HaMor. Let's read that first. Mipihem velo mipi ksavam is a problem, ksavam. But ksavo, meaning the das mischayev, the committed one, that's not a problem. That's the beautiful lashon of the Baal HaMor right here on the Tes Amud Aleph. V'li nira depiruk hanachon kach. This is the answer to the question. Mi piksavam hu shepsula edusan. Avo mi piksavo? Lo. If there's a baal hashtar, no problem. V'kol shtari halva umekach umemkar. All shtaros that work. Halove v'hamocher hu shemitzave es ha'edim. V'amru kisvu v'chismu. Write this shtar on my behalf. I am committed to sell. I'm committed to give. I'm committed to owe. Whatever it is, that ingredient is what's crucial. V'chein b'gitei nashim. V'ein ze mipik savam el mipik savo. V'im i'ata omer kein. If you don't say this pshat, says the Baal HaMor, on a fundamental level, akarta mashakasa v'kabala. You have undermined the entire institution of shtar, just based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. V'kasuv b'sefer v'chasuv v'ha'ed edim. U'mikar mali kasuv b'torah. V'kasuv b'sefer krisus. Get. Alma. Kol ki agavna ksavo shelohu. V'lo ksavim shel edim. Aval hecha de kasvi minav shayu bishtar, shetzorach lomar ksuvu, vlomar lahem ksuvu, havani mi biksavamu. That's the Baal HaMor. And you don't have to look in the back, you can even look on a page in the daf, and that is the Tosfos and Ksubas and the Chaf and the Beis, in a Tosfos that goes over to Amudim. Tosfos says they're the same exact thing in his own words. V'yesh lomar, t'lo chashev shtar, ela kasha asui, midas shnehem, midas halove, shu chayev, oz, chashev shtar. Aval hacha, shekosev eduso, shelo midas halove, lo chashev shtar. It's not called the shtar if you're not writing it, midas hamischayev. Right, that is a crucial, that's the most fundamental answer. To answer the question, how does shtar get out of mipiyam velo mipi ksavam? It's a fundamental difference. Right? Do you have somebody who's committed, who's concretizing their das and putting it into a shtar? So that's a very crucial discussion in the world of shtaros, and it starts with right here. The Rishon and the Baal HaMor right here. Whenever you do that sugi, you gotta look in the Baal HaMor and Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. Right, so Baruch Hashem, now we actually are on Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, so we looked at it in its makor, in its natural home. The next time we come back to it, we'll be elsewhere, in Maseches Gittin and elsewhere. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Amabez. Here we go. Gimel Achim, back to cases of brotherhood, right? We had one Mishnah where we took a little tangent in terms of other cases that were suffic marriages, suffic of the erva, and now we get back into a case of Yevamis, though today's Amud Beis is again another Shas discussion as we'll get into the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Yevamis should not be known as just the Yevamis topics. There are many Shas sugyas that come up, as we have seen throughout this Masechta, to remember some of them, Asi Docha Losase, Losis Godedu, Isure Lavin, Chayvi Lavin, the major sugya of that is going to come up. What's the definition of Mamzer? Again, these are major Shas topics that are sprinkled throughout this Masechta. We just had Kiddushe Yishtar, Kiddushe Kesef, we didn't spoke about it so much, Zman, putting a date on a Shtar, what the reasons for that is, these are all here in Maseches Yevamos, among other sugyas that I did not re-mention. Okay, says the Mishnah. Gimel Achim Nisuin Gimel Nachrios. If you have three brothers married to three unrelated women. Umeis Echon Mehem. Va'asaba Asheni Maimar. So, regular case. What happened? Three brothers, one of them died. The second brother did Maimar, and then he died. So, what does the third brother do? There's only one brother left, and there's a woman here that's really on a Daraisa level coming from Ruvain, but on a Darabana level also coming from Shimon, because Maimar has been done. According to Beis Shammai, nothing to talk about. Remember a couple of days ago, according to Beis Shammai, this is only second brother now. Maimar is Kona Kinyan Gamur. Elo L'tchot Sara, right, to knock out the others. But here, in the case, according to Beis Hillel, what's the halacha? Ara'elu Chotzos Lomis Yamos. We do Chalitza, and not Yibam. We don't say you're out of it totally because it's only Durabanan problem. But on a Durabanan level now, if you include the Durabanans, this woman is coming from two brothers. Right? It's coming from brother number one, that's the Zika Daraisa, coming from brother number two, the Mimer that was done, and therefore we cannot have a brother, a woman, coming to a Yavam from two different brothers. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, even though it's a Pasuk, we'll see in the Gemara, it is an Asmachta. Shenamar, Umeis Echad Mehem Yavamo Yavo Aleha. It's an Asmachta to apply in this case, of Maimar, that one of them dies and Yavama goes. Sha'almi Sha'aleha Zikas Yavam Echad Velo Sha'aleha Zikas Beis Yibmin. Only one, a woman who has one Zika, can do Yibam, but not one who has two Zikos. That is the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Miyabim Leiza Shiirtse V'cholitz L'shnia. Shimon says, no problem. No, you can do Yibam to whoever you want and do Chalitza, but you do have to do Chalitza to the other one. We had Rabbi Shimon already earlier. Rabbi Shimon, if you remember, holds Maimar is all or nothing. It's not Mixas like we hold. It's all or nothing. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's all, so then this woman is married to Shimon, and therefore he could do Yibam to whoever he wants. No problem. But he also has to worry that maybe Maimer is nothing. If Maimer is nothing, then this woman is coming from Reuven, and Shimon's other wives need a ptur. So therefore he has to do chalitza to the other women. That's Reb Shimon, all or nothing. The Tanakama held, no, mix us. Says the Gemara now, one second, going back to the Tanakama Shita. Right, Rashi says, L'Rabbanan Parach, right, just in case we weren't sure. Right, the Rabbanan. V'i zikas beiz yimin da'oraisa, if you're telling me that the Tanakama is based on a pasuk, that it's two houses coming from two houses, and the Zika is double Daraisa, Chalitza Nami Lo Tiboy. If it's a real Daraisa problem, so you should say, you don't even need Chalitza. If you have a woman who's coming from two brothers on a Daraisa level, she's Pater. Right? It's an exclusion on a Daraisa level. So Ella, the Gemara says, you're right, no, it's not on a Daraisa level. Ella Midrabanan. Right? It's Midrabanan. There, you could have a case Daraisa coming from two brothers, but that's not this case. This case is only coming from two brothers, Midrabanan. And the Gzeira, Shema Yomer, and people might say, Beis Yevamos, Abos, Mibayis Echon, Misyabos. In this case, it's a Gzeira Durabanan, because people are going to think that if you allow Yibam on both women, on Reuven's original wife and Shimon's other wife, that people might think that Maimar works. Right, he did a Kiddushin. And therefore, there are two women coming from Shimon, and he can do Yibam to two women. And that's what people might think, which is not allowed. That's an iser daraisa of eishes ach, right? Once you do yibum to one of them, shemi yomer beis yivamot abos bivayis echem misyamos, right? So we can't allow that. Remember, we had earlier back in the first parak a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When yibum is done to one of the women, so do the other women revert back to the normal eishes ach with kares and mamzeris, or do we say no? Once mutter, always mutter. And now there's just an iser that one of them was a chalutza already, and the other ones are only bayis echad is allowed to be nivne and not more. Okay, so that is so it's a gzeira derabanan that we allow, right? Rashi says on the bottom also midrabanan de mida oraisa maimer lokani v'haivu luhu shte yivamos mi beis batim. Really, mikra din should be mutter to do yibim to both of them. Right, they're not related to each other. V'chavayu matzili vume. Rabbanan where goes there because the rabbanan don't want people saying that yibim can be done to two women from one house. So says the Gemara, okay, v'niyabim l'chadav nechlos l'chadav, at least allow yibim for one of them. Right? People are going to say that, oh, you know, you might be able to do yibim, two women from the same house. So at least allow one yibim. Why does our Mishnah say you have to do chalitza? You have to chalitza z'lobis yambos, allow yibim for one of them. Gzeira shema yomru, bayis echad, miksaso bani, miksaso chalutz. No, but then people are going to say that two women from one house, you have to do something to both women. You have to do yibam and you do chalitza. So the Gemara says, okay, v'yomru, let him say that. What's the downside? What's the downside? That you did an extra chalitza? Okay. What, you're worried that chalitza and then the woman's going to try to marry a Kohen? What's the downside? Remember, we said earlier, if you want to require chalitza for a woman who's already married, remember we had the cases at the end of the first parak, Daf Yudala, Daf Tezvav, that Machlok, Bisharim, Beis Hillel, so just to be safe, even women who are earlier married, just do chalitza. The Gemara says, Derechad Achinoam. We shouldn't make a woman who's already done married, oh, you know, just in case Beis Shammai was right, and you don't know the Saras Erva, so then just do chalitza. That we wouldn't allow. But here the woman's not married. Here, just do chalitza. So what are we worried about? So what would be the why would you make such a gzeira? So the Gemara says, you're right. If you would do it in that order, remember the case. Three brothers, one of them died, and his wife did maimer to the second brother, and the second brother died. So now what does the third brother do? So if he would first do yibam to one of them and chalisa to the other one, that's okay. That's okay, because what? Because yibam is, on a daraisa level, is okay, because yibam, mi daraisa, they're both coming from separate houses, from separate husbands, so you could do yibam to the first one, and then we wouldn't, and to do chalitza to the second one, that would be okay. So that we wouldn't have a problem with. El Xera, our problem is, what if you did it in the other direction? Dilma chalitz beresha v'hadr miyabim. If you did chalitza first and then yibam, even though on a daraisa level that's fine because they come from two different houses, but people might think in that case that you're allowed in other cases where you have two women coming from one brother that even after a chalitza you could do yibam to another co-wife. This gets into the world of Asher Lo Yivne. Once a house is not built, you can't build it. Once the chalitza path is chosen, you can't choose the yibam path. And that's an Issa Daraisa in a context where you have women from one husband, and that's the gzeira. So we're not going to even allow yibam and then chalitza, because you might then do chalitza first and then yibam, which will lead to cases of confusion of an Issa Daraisa. You might say, isn't that Xera L'Xera? Right, we're not going to allow Yibam before Chalitza because it might lead to Chalitza versus Yibam in this case. Why wouldn't we allow Chalitza versus Yibam in this case? Because of Xera, you might do Chalitza before Yibam in a case where they're both coming from the same husband. So the Gemara doesn't ask that question, but the answer usually of that type of question is always Kula Chad Xerahi. Meaning the Rabbanan felt that it's not really two steps. If you allow step one, it would automatically get to step two. It will be too much confusion. So they had to asser it at one stage, even though conceptually it's really two steps. But they had to asser it. Okay, part one. Let's finish up now. Amar Rava. What happens if there was something else done in this case? Remember, Reuven died, Shimon did Maimar, and then before Shimon died, he gave a get. He gave a get to the Maimar. To the Maimar, Baalas Maimar. So does that help? We know a Maimar is a Kiddushin Durabanan, according to what we hold. And to get out of that, let's say our Shimon would decide now he wants out. He would have to do both, a get and chalitza. Get l'ma'amaro v'chalitza l'zikaso. So what happens if he gave a get and then he died? Does that just remove what he did? Totally? He did something, he removed it, and now Levi can do whatever he wants? Or not? Says the Gemara, Machlokas, Amarava, Nosan get l'ma'amaro, if he gave a get for his ma'amar, hutra tsarasa. The co-wife is allowed. Shimon's original wife is not called Achos, right, the Maimar is removed enough so that this woman is now free to do Yibam. Right, Hutra Tsarasa. That is Shimon's original wife. Avalhi Asura. But this woman who had Maimar done to her and then had a get given to her, she can no, you don't say, oh, everything is now back to square one. No. We are gozer that she is not allowed to do Yibam, Ruvain's original wife, to Michlufa Babalas get. Because it could be confused with a Balas get. What does that mean? So Rashi explains here, we'll have to see if we hold this way, that when a man gives a get, he could have different, in this case, when he gives a get to a woman he did Maimar to, he could have in mind, this is purely to knock out my Maimar, or this can even have effects on my Zika. That is a question that he can have that in mind. Not fully Daraisa, because on a Daraisa level, you need Chalitza. And you're not fully married yet, which would say only a get. Rashi says right across, what does it mean, Michlav Abalas Aget? Ela Mishum Da'asi Le'echlufe Bebalas Aget. What does that mean? Hecha Da'avad Get L'ma'amaro U'lezikaso. Where he wanted to give a get for his Maimar, but he also had, I wanted to affect my connection Daraisa too. That case, for sure, this woman is tainted and not allowed to do Yibam with another brother. So that's a chiddush, to have that in mind. You might think, again, has nothing to do with the Zika. But says Rashi here, in the pshat of this shita, that you can have that chiluk. So again, Rava says, if you give a get, then the co-wives are mutter now to do Yibam with Levi. But this woman is not allowed because goes there up to a case where he would have his Zika in mind. And Ikadarmi, the other version is no, Amarava, Nasan get lama amaro, hutra filuhi. Even she is mutter in this case. Even she, the woman who had Maimer and then get done to her, can marry Levi. Why? My taima, ma da avid ba shakle. What he did to her, he removed from her. So now this woman is back to coming to Levi purely from Reuven, from the first brother, and therefore he could even do Yibam with her. Rashi does note, though, that fundamentally, right, this is all Rava. Rava says, but this is only if you only had get l'ma'amaro. Rashi says in the next Rashi, v'dafka shapirish l'ma'amaro v'lo l'zikaso ka'amar avol stoma kaima v'lo yivne akulu achin, which might be on a Durabana level, right? You might be saying, right, what do you mean on a Daraisa level? On a Durabana level, we might say if you give a get, it affects even the Zika. Okay, so that's 2 days in Rava, whether this woman who was from Reuven and had Maimer done to her by Shimon, if Shimon gives her a get, is she home free to do whatever she wants? Next Mishnah. This Mishnah we already had a couple of days ago was quoted. Shnei Achim on the 4-case Staf Lamed day, if you remember. So Shnei Achim, Nisuin Shtei Achios, 2 brothers married 2 sisters. Vameis Echan Mehen. Right, it's a more simple of a case. Reuven and Shimon are married to 2 sisters. Reuven dies. At that moment, what's the halacha? Nothing. Reuven's wife is Shimon's wife's sister. So, Achos Isha, so there's no mitzvah of Yibam. And then what happens? Shimon's wife dies. Va'achach meis ishto shosheni. So now what? So now do we say, oh, so now he can do Yibam. Or do we say, at the moment of the original Nefila Lezika, it was Asur, so it's always Asur. And that is, in fact, what we say. Harizu Asura lavo lamis. We say, she stays, Reuven's wife stays Asur to Shimon forever. Hol v'nesro lav shah achas. Remember, if Shimon had never been married to the wife, then it would be fine. Right? Or if Reuven had not died, right? So then it would be okay. But here it's a problem because even though Achos Isha becomes mutter after death of a wife, not in this circumstance. So the Gemara says, one second, Pshita. Didn't we learn this 2 days ago? Back on Daf Lamed. Remember we had the case of the 3 brothers. 3 brothers. One of them died. Right, Reuven, and the first two are married to sisters. Reuven dies, so his wife, and Shimon is married to the sister, so his wife, let's say, does Yibam with Levi. And then Shimon's wife dies. And then Levi dies. So now do you say, well, now, when this Zika, when Zika number two starts, Shimon's mutter to do Yibam to this woman. Even though it used to be Achos Isha, but since then, Shimon's wife has died. So do you say there? So the Mishnah already said there. That's also Aser. Since the first moment of Zika, it was Aser, so it says Aser. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's the same halacha. Hashta, and this case is even obvious. Uma hasam, if over there, delo midchemi haibesa lagamre. Over there, the woman is not excluded from the world of Yibam. Remember, that's a case of three brothers. So when Reuven dies, you're right, this woman cannot do Yibam to Shimon, Achos Isha, but she does Yibam to Levi. So she's still even in the Parsha of Yibam, and yet we say, Amart Lo, but we say she cannot do Yibam later on, even though if she never was totally excluded from the world of Yibam. So Hacha, Dukam Mitche Mihai Besa Lagamre, so in our case, where she is totally excluded, there's only two brothers. So right when Reuven dies, this woman is free to marry whoever she wants. Muteras Lashuk. And yet the Mishnah says that she can't. So, Lo Kol Shekein, is that a Kol Shekein? Here she's totally out of the world of Yibam. So surely we should say that she cannot, she doesn't, it's not Chozer V'Ne'ur, as we might say, doesn't come back later on. Answer the Gemara, as we had earlier, you're right. Tana Ha Tana Beresha. Really, our Mishnah was said first. Our Mishnah was learned first, which is a lesser of a chiddush. The hachazilatera visharya. And the first case, we thought originally that it would be mutter. As long as she's still in the world of Yibam, she'd be able to come back and marry Shimon when Levi dies. The hadar chazilisur, but then we changed our mind. Then the authors changed their mind. Even that case is aser. And the aidita chaviva le'akhtame, and because it is chaviv, because that is a new chiddush that we came up with, we put it first because we're very excited about it. As we had a couple of days ago, but we didn't change the language of the Mishnah. We also discussed this way back on Daf Beis, on Beis Ma Beis, because Rashi here says, why is it Chaviv? Third wide line in Rashi, Mishum de Chiddushu. It's new. It's a new chiddush that I came up with. And people love new. People love newness, right? Opening day of anything, right, is always very exciting, right? Why does the Torah have to emphasize Ki'ilu Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom? Hayom azen yeselam. Shranochi mitzavcha hayom. Chazal over and over again say, feel as if it's new. Because when it's new, we have a special attitude towards it. And that's what that's what's reflected in this halacha as well. Okay, here we go. Now we get into one of the major sugyas and shas of Isser Chalal Isser. When you have Isurim that are overlapping other Isurim. What's the halacha? So Tana Rabbanan. Ba'aleha, what happens if this brother illegally, halachically, was with her, meaning this woman who is, right, Reuven died, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, Reuven died and Shimon lives with Reuven's wife. How many Averis did he do? If he did it by accident, how many Karbanis is he Chayev? Chatos, Chayev Krisus, Chayev Karis. Is it, meaning what are the choices? There's Achos Isha and there's Esha's Ach. So what's the halacha, right? If there wouldn't have been an Isra of Achos Isha, there'd be a Mitzvah of Yibam. But there is no Mitzvah of Yibam, because it's Achos Isha. So how many Averis is he chayv? So Ba'al chayv alam Mishum Eishas Ach u'Mishum Achos Isha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, two Averis, both. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino chayv alam Mishum Eishas Ach bilvad. Only Eishas Ach. Does it matter what order they got married in? We'll have to see. Right, Eishas Ach, what happens if the dead brother got married first. So then fine, Eishas Ach comes first. But what if the live brother got married first? If Shimon got married first, so then Achos Isha comes first, and then Reuven married his wife's sister. So would the Reb Shimon say that too? So let's see. Says the Gemara Vatanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Eino Chayv Ela Mishum Achos Isha Bilvad. Reb Shimon says the opposite. So the answer is exactly what we just said. Lo Kasha, it depends what happened first. Kansha Nasa Chayv Yakach Nasa Meis. Remember, we're using the same people. Here, the case is where the live brother got married first, right? Shimon got married first. So if Shimon got married first, so then the other woman is first and foremost Achos Isha. Then his brother marries her, becoming Eishas Ach. But Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Once something is already Usser to me, it cannot become more Usser to me. It's already Chiyuv Kares. So therefore, that's that case. In the opposite direction, if my brother got married first, so first that woman was Eishas Ach, then I married her sister, now that woman is also Achos Isha. But Ein Eser Chalal Iser, and therefore Eishas Ach is going to be first. Tosfos here discusses, the little Tosfos Shenasa, deals with how this sheet of Rabbi Shimon, of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, which we hold of to an extent in certain cases, how that connects with, we had this sugya one time earlier, a little bit. We didn't get into depth to it. We had it back on Dav Yud Gimel Amid Beis, explaining the Shita of Beis Shammai, who says that Tzara of the relatives are Mutter. Remember, that was the major Machlokas in the Mishnah there. The whole first Mishnah in the Masechta is according to Beis Hillel, who patters the Tzara of an Erva. Beis Shammai says it's Mutter. Why? The Gemara gave 2 days on Dav Yud Gimel Amid Beis. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? Is it a Pasuk or is it a Svara? What was the Svara? Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. Right? That was the Svara that Beis Shammai held there. So Tosfos deals with, and the Achronim deal with. What's the difference between Beis Shammai and Rabbi Shimon? Because we know we wouldn't want to hold like Beis Shammai, but what about Rabbi Shimon? So we'll have to come back to that about the Shem in a couple of minutes when we talk about the Lumdis of Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. Okay, but let's continue though now first. So it says the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, we just wore Mechalik. It depends who got married first, and that'll determine which individual Isser exists. For Rabbi Shimon, Hecha denasa meis, v'yakach nasa chai. In the case where his brother got married first, what's the Isser? Only Eishes Ach. So 1 second, ask the Gemara. You know there's an answer to this question, but the Gemara asks it. Kivan de Isser Achos Isha lo chayo. If Achos Isha is not chal because it's already Aser Mishum Eishes Ach, tisyabem yevume. So why don't you allow Yibam? There's always an Isser of Eishes Ach when it comes to Yibam. So in this case, Achos Isha wasn't allowed to be Chal. It wasn't allowed to take effect. So why don't we do Yibam here? So the Gemara says, no, come on. Amar of Ashi, you know there's going to be an answer to this, but you just have to formulate it. Amar of Ashi, Isser Achos Isha, this is crucial graphic language for the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Just to allude, what does that mean? Ein Isser Chalal Isser. The question in all the Achronim, does that mean it still exists, but it's held in abeyance? It's like in limbo, and if it ever has a moment to fall, boom, it's going to fall into place? Or do we say no? Ein Isser Chalal Isser means it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, and that's it, it's finished. There's no more, if the other Isser disappears and the other reason for the Isser still exists, okay, maybe there's something to talk about. But the big Shaila on Lambdas is it here, but you're just not going to get punished for it, or it's not even here? So this language is important for that sugya. Isser achos isha mitlatoi bakoi. It's still hanging around, literally. Ipaka isser eishes ach. If the isser of eishes ach is ever removed, so for example, where you would try to apply the mitzvah of Yibam, asi isser achos isha v'chayo. The isser achos isha is going to fly in and aser, the hilchach lo paka. So because it's going to become aser anyway, so mamelo, we say the isser of eishes ach is only mutter mishum yibum if you're going to actually be able to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum. Here, well, you're not going to be able to fulfill it anyway, so halacha says it doesn't even cease to exist. Period. So that's all Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon holds, ain't isser chalal isser. Fine, and that's why there's only one Avera, depending on which one happened first. So now the Gemara goes back to Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi held, you get two Averas here. Eishes Ach and Achos Isha. So ask the Gemara, Vesavar Reb Yossi, Isser Chalal Isser? Does Reb Yossi hold that two Isurim can be Chal on each other? So the Gemara says, how could that be? Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa, we learned in a Tosefta, Avar Avera Sheish Bashde Misos. If somebody commits a crime, commits an Avera with two Misos to it. For example, somebody's mother-in-law, somebody lives with his mother-in-law who happens to be married. So that's an Isser of Eishes Ish and an Isser of mother-in-law. Two different Averos. So if somebody commits that Avera, Nidon Bechamura, which Misa does one get? If one did it b'meisid, the more stringent Misa. More stringent Misa. Misa Nidon Bechamura. Right? Rashi explains that mother-in-law, the Achiev is Sreifa, Eishes Ish is Chenek, so Sreifa is more Chamur, and therefore you'd get Sreifa here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidon Bezika Harishona, Haba Alav. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you go by which one chronologically came first. Which one happened first? Vitanya, Kate Sanam Rabbi Yossi Nidon Bezika Harishona, Haba Alav, what does that mean? Chamosa Venase Eishes Ish, what happens if your mother-in-law, when you married your wife, your mother-in-law was single? Let's say one's father-in-law had died. So your mother-in-law was single. So right when you marry your wife, the mother-in-law is Asa Mishum mother-in-law. She then later gets married. So Eishes Ish comes after mother-in-law. So in that case, Dida B'chamoso. Then you would get the Isra of Chamoso Because that came first. Eishes ish, benasis machamoso. But if she's a married woman first, like a normal case, and then you marry the daughter, then nidam eishes ish. Question mark. So you see Rabbi Yossi holds, ain anus or chalal iser. You go by which one happened first. So here we go. There are three possible exceptions to anus or chalal iser. We posit an iser can't be chal on each other, but there are three different possibilities of exceptions. Two of them are mentioned in our Gemara here. Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel, Isser Basachas. Those are the three possible exceptions. So here we go. Amar Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu says, there's a difference. Earlier Rabbi Avohu says, Yerchayv Eishes Ach and Achos Isha. That's Isser Chalal Isser. Here, what do we say? Ein Isser Chalal Isser? How, Stira? He agrees by an Isser Mosif. Mode, Rabbi Yossi, Isser Mosif. What does Isser Mosif mean? So, there is a little bit of discussion, right? It's not 100% clear what exactly the definitions of these Isurim are. Different Rishonim have different definitions. Let's do Rashi first. Rashi, there's an important Rashi, a Shas Rashi. Look two-thirds of the way down on the page. Rashi says, he's going to define, what does it mean Isur Mosif? What does it mean Isur Kolel? Rashi says, Isur Mosif means where more people are now included in this Isur. Originally, there was an Isser only on me, and now there's an Isser on a lot of people. So we say, since more people, the Isser was chal on other people, so it becomes more Usser to me also. Once the Isser was allowed to kick in. Right, and that is...
Does it change the Onesh?
Good question, possibly. Possibly it would change the Onesh, if it's able to be chal. So that's the case here, that's what an Isser Mosif is. Where Rashi says, Kisho Isser Mosif al hachaticha la'osra al mishim muteras alav. This piece of meat used to be usher to me, now all of a sudden this piece of meat becomes usher to everybody, so it becomes more usher to me. That's called an Isser Mosif. So where does that come up here? So, the Gemara is going to explain. That's why Rabbi Yossi says in the earlier case, you can be chayef for both. Isser Eishes Ach and Isser Achos Isha. Says the Gemara, that only works in one direction. Teinach Hecha Denasa Chai V'Akach Nasa Meis. That works in a case where Shimon got married first. Nasa Chai, meaning that woman is now Achos Isha. Meaning what? It's Achos Isha, but she's still mutter to all the other brothers. She's mutter. And then what happens? And then Reuven marries her, so now she becomes Eishes Ach to all the other brothers. So there we could say, Migu di Tosif Isser Lagabe Achim, since this woman now has just been included in being usher to more men, Eishes Ach, Itosif Isser Lagabe di Dei. So to this original woman, who this woman was already usher because of Achos Isha, still, it could be also Mishum Eishes Ach. So that direction works. Ela Heicha Denasa Meis V'Akach Nasa Chai. But in the case where the dead brother got married first. So right away, this woman was Eishes Ach to all the brothers. So now Shimon marries her sister. So what? Achos Isha. What does that add? Achach Nasa Chai. My Isra Mosevika. So who does that add? Right? It's all, right? It's already been Asr. She was already Asr to all the brothers. So the Gemara answers, V'chi tema migu de itzer bekulu achvasa. No, wait. Well, there is more people included. Why? Now, Shimon is usher to all of his wife's relatives. Up until now, it was only Eishes Ach, right? Eishes Ach. And now, he marries this her sister. So you're right, this sister had already been, the woman had already been usher. But now, all the relatives are included. So the Gemara says, Hi, Isser Kolel hu. That's Isser Kolel. That's not Isser Mosif. What's Isser Kolel? Rashi explains, more items are included in your Isser. Not that more people are usher to what you are already usher to, but more items are included to your Isser. So these relatives are now usher to you. That's an Isser Kolel. Rashi, back to that same Rashi. Isser Kolel, sho Isser Chal al Chatichos Acheros, v'osag oreres lezui imoim aide migo. And that chaticha brings the other ones in. That's an Isser Kolel. So you don't have to say, we don't have a Misora there, Rabbi Yossi agrees by an Isser Kolel. You might say both, but they're two separate ideas, says the Gemara. He agrees by an Isser Mosif. Who says that he agrees by an Isser Kolel? So the Gemara's answer is, you're right. Change what we thought. Really, when Rabbi Yossi says earlier, you're chayef for two averas, he doesn't really mean it. Doesn't really mean you're chayef for Achos Isha and Eishes Ach, because it's ein Isser Chalal Isser. in that direction. Maybe in one direction it could work, to an Isser Mosef, but not in both directions. So Ella Amarava, the Ella tips us off, is a totally new answer. Ella Amarava, Male Ani Alav, Ki Ilu Asa Shtayim, Veinochayim Ala Achas. It's as if you did two Averas, but really you only counted as one Avera. V'chein ki asa rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan. Same thing. Mala ani alav ki lo asa beis ve'enochai v'la achas. What does that mean? It's as if you did two, but you only did one. This is, remember, this is Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? No, you only did one. Right? If this is what Rabbi Yossi holds, Rabbi Yossi says, he's lush and is a chayiv two. But what if we just said that means? That means it's as if you're chayiv two, but you really only did one. So what is the other sheet to hold? That is considered mamish like you only did one. This is the machlokes in Shas, which all the Achronim quote every time they talk about the sugya, they say, oh, how you understand the lumdis is a machlokes from Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. This is it right here. Meaning, does the second Avera not exist? Or does it exist, but you're not going to get punished for it? That's goof of the machlokes. What's an afkamina? I'll give you five. One of them is in the Gemara right here. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina. My nafkamina, lekavro bein Risham Gemurim. Bury in Risham Gemurim. What does that mean, Risham Gemurim? So, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says, if somebody did both Averos, you could consider them, right? We know, the Gemara tells us there were two cemeteries in the days of old. There was the Skila Srefa cemetery, and there was the Herek Chenek cemetery. Says Rashi, if somebody did the two Averos in the Herek Chenek cemetery, you could bury them in the worst cemetery. Because if they did two Averos, then you bury them in the worst cemetery, in the Risham Gemurim cemetery. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, how does that work? They didn't do Skila Srefa. How can you bury them in the Skila Srefa cemetery if they didn't do that? So Tosfos says, doesn't mean that. It just means that in those days, you buried based on how many Averis people did in general. So this is considered two Averis. Doesn't mean you have to jump Averis. It means two. Okay, the post can discuss. Bizman Azeh, we don't like do a check on everybody's spiritual balance sheet when they die and say, oh, where should we bury them? And we have an order. We don't do that, Bizman Azeh. We don't do that maybe from Bizman Abez, then Kodesh Baruch Hu could decide. We bury in general terms, in a Jewish cemetery. We bury there's areas of tzaddikim, but we're not machmid so much on this halacha, Bizman Azeh. But that's the nafkamina that is given in the Gemara. The Achronim bring up other nafkaminas as well, though. The Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, Chelik Aleph, Simin Mem Dalet. The Beis Halevi says, there's a chol on Yom Kippur. He has to eat. Chol Ashish Bo Sakana. He has to eat. Machilon Oso Akal Akal. So you give him, the rule is, the Mishnah says in Yuma, the lesser of air is possible. If you can eat an Issa Drabanan, it's better than Issa Daraisa. If you can eat something that's only a lav, it's better than eating something that's curries. You always try to do the lesser of air. What if you have two pieces of meat? One of them is Aser Mishum One Avera, and one of them is Aser Mishum One Avera, but it's only because of Enis or Chal Isser. Is there an Adifus? Is there a Lachadchila to give the piece of meat that only has one Avera on it? Because the other Avera, you know, has an Enis or Chal Isser. Is there another Avera in the background? So he says, Machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi. That's Gufa the Machlokas. What you would say. Svir Leila Reb Yossi, Diavagav De Enis or Chal Isser, Mikol Makom, Haidu Rakli Nichi Yamalkas, Aval Akolpanim, Ikal Adavar Shnei Isurin. Did Le'inyan Isser Va'onish B'dei Shamayim Chol Ashnayim V'Kovran Al Sabim Risham Gemurim. Right? And Reb Shimon would argue with that. He then says, maybe even Reb Shimon agrees fundamentally with this, but that is Nafkamina, that the Beis Halevi says, in terms of eating. Yar Sameach. The Meshech Chachma writes in Hilchis Chametz. I'll give you another example. What if you have Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach? That's Tevel. It was Tevel. Somehow, how could it be Chametz if it's Tevel? You never took off Shumas and Maestros and you baked bread with Tevel. So, is Chametz Chal on Tevel? Right? Is it Chal? Tevel is Misa B'nei Shemayim. Chametz is Isher Karis. But is it Chal? Avar HaPesach Ve'efrishim and Shumas and Maestros. He says, "V'nira de Talia bach pligi de plukta Reb Yosi Reb Shimon beperek dalad achin avagad d'shem savri enis achal alisser bikalakam emchal lekover beirusham gemurim to the Reb Yosi avi rasha gamur umalav kilu asashtayim v'hu adin acha it's still nechshav iser chametz and therefore will be chametz shavala v'pesach but according to Reb Shimon maybe it's only tevel if it's only tevel so then you don't have the iser of chametz shavala v'pesach." Right, that's our Sameach in Hilchas Chametz in Perek Dalet. The Nota Behuda discusses, this is a tshuva that's much quoted in many contexts. The Nota Behuda discusses, do you have to do tshuva for two Averas or one Avera? Let's say you decide to do tshuva. How many Averas do you have to do tshuva for? One or two? That's in that long tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Hey, about a man who has been mizana with his mother-in-law, a terrible case for like years, and he comes to the Beis Halevi, and he comes to the Nabi Yehuda and says, what should I do? How do I do tshuva? A, and B, do I have to tell my wife? That's his two parts. So part one is he believed? In other Mezamat Rasha, very serious Shaila. And number two is, how do you do tshuva? So in that part of how to do tshuva, he says, don't think ein iser chal al iser. Don't think, once you do it, he says, every single action, every single avera, he says, as Reb Yossi says, it's there, you gotta do tshuva, that's, you gotta know that. Okay, but this is a major discussion in terms of ein iser chal al iser. Also, an interesting tshuva in the Minchas Elazar. Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, discusses the issue of Lakovro Bain Risham Gemurim. It seems to be that in this, it says Chelik Basim in Mount Aleph. There was a case where there was a Jewish and a non-Jewish cemetery right next to each other with a fence right in between. And there were people, he says, in the Jewish cemetery that got buried right next to the fence on the Jewish side. And he was very, very strongly against that. He says, how can you do that? A fence is not machalik, but they're underground. And we have the concept of Bain Risham Gemurim. And even though we're not so machalik about that today, but right next to the non-Jewish cemetery. He says, we're talking about for eternity. See, he says you have to scream about it, you have to make sure that people are aware of this. And then he says, what's the halach, what's the idea about a tzaddik, it's a rush, rush, it's a tzaddik? So he quotes Kabbalistically, that a Kaddish Bar, that you're somehow the neshama is still connected, at least early on after death, and if you're next to a rasha, then nobody's going to want to come give you shir. Nobody's going to want to teach Torah to somebody who's right next because the Russia's not interested. So you have to make sure at least, so the Kabbalistically, that burial is always next to somebody who at least would be interested in hearing the words of the Torah. He says, okay, v'kiva shenik v'ar tzadik yitzal Russia, v'ar Russia in a roi l'shmoa, alkein monin chas v'shalom gam ead tzadik ayidei zeh. V'nia ish she'inu ben Torah b'chayev, aval ha'yiragil b'chayev l'shmoa tochacha, b'vadai, that's okay. But other than that, it would be, you have to create some type of hefsik, and you have to tell everybody to create that hefsik. Okay, let's at least start the next piece. Uplugta, the issue of Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, and how you look at it is really the following machlokas. We're not going to get back to the punchline of this until tomorrow's daf, but let's at least start it. Uplugta to Itmar. We're about to have three different machlokos. We're going to mention them now, and we're going to talk about them tomorrow. To Itmar, first case, Zor Shishimish B'Shabbos. We know Avod in the Beis HaMikdash is Docha Shabbos. For a Kohen. What if a Zar did it? How many Averis does a Zar get? That's two Averis possible. A Zar, a non-Kohen doing Avodah, that's one Avera, and doing Malach on Shabbos. So how many Averis do you get? Rabbi Chiya Omer Chayev Shtayim. Bar Kapara Omer Einu Chayev El Achas. Machlokas. Kavetz Rabbi Chiya V'nishma. Rabbi Chiya stands up and swears Avodah. Kach Shamati Mi Rabbi Shtayim. I heard from Yehuda Nasi, two Averis. Kavetz Bar Kapara V'nishma. Avodah. Kach Shamati Mi Rabbi Achas. So they both swear about it. This is not an Elu ve'Elu case, because about what Rebbe says, because Rebbe obviously only said one thing, unless he changed his mind. But Machlokas 2 or 1. So, what are the Svaras? Hiskel, Rebbe Chia, Ladun. Rebbe Chia says, let me explain why it's 2. Shabbos l'kol Nesra. Step 1 is Shabbos is an Isra Malacha on Shabbos. Kisha Hutra b'Mikdash, Eitzel Kohanim Hutra. When it was allowed to do Avod on Shabbos, it was only allowed for Kohanim. La Kohanim Hutra v'lo Lazarim. Only for Kohanim and not for Zarim. And therefore, Zar is still within the Isser, and therefore two Averis. So, Yesh Kamishim Zaris, Yesh Kamishim Shabbos. Hizchel Bar Kapar lo Dun No. Rebbe Kapar says the opposite. Shabbos la Kol Nasra. Shabbos is Aser for everyone. Kisha Hutra b'Mikdash Hutra. It was allowed in the Mikdash. Ein Kan Ela Zaris. So there's only Zaris. It's no Isser Shabbos, because Avod is allowed. That's Machlokas number one. About a Zar, Avod on Shabbos. Number two. Balmum Shashimish Betuma. A Kohen is not allowed to do Avod Betuma. What is it if he's a Balmum? Oh, I'm sorry, but if there's a case of Tzibur, there's a principle called Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, or Tuma Dechuy B'Tzibur. If Rov of Klal Yisrael are Tami, they can bring the Karban Pesach. So what if a Balmum does that, though? So Rabbi Chiya Amar Chayiv Shtayim, Rabbi Kabar Omer, Eino Chayiv Al-Achas. Same Achlokas. Kovetz Rabbi Chiyiv Enishpa Avodah, Kach Shamati Mir Rabbi Shtayim. Kovetz Bar Kabar V'Nishpa Avodah, Kach Shamati Mir Rabbi Achas. Very emotional Machlokos here. Hiskel Rabbi Chiya Ladun. Rabbi Chiya says the same thing I said before. Tuma L'Kol Nesra. You can't do Avodah B'Tuma. Kisha Hutra, when it became Mutter because the Tzibur was Tameh, B'Mikdash Eitzel Kohanim Tamimim Hutra. It was only Mutter to Kohanim who are perfect and do not have blemishes. L'Kohanim Tamimim Hutra V'lo L'Bali Mumin. And therefore the Bali Mumin are still out in the cold. Yesh Kan Mishum Bali Mumin V'yesh Kan Mishum Tuma. Two Averis. Hizchil bar kapara, do no. Tuma lakom esra. Tuma was originally aser. Kisha hutra b'mikdash hutra. And when there was a heter of tuma hutra b'tzibur, it was mutter for everybody there. Ein kan ela mishum balmum. So the only answer he gets is balmum. Interesting. Do you focus? This might be a gavra mikdash machlokas. Do you focus on the person? Do you focus on the place? And case number three, zar sha'achal malika. We know shchita is done to all birds which are chulin, but birds which are karbanos, you have a separate iser, a separate mitzvah called malika. If you do malika to a chulin animal, it's an avela. If you do shchita to a carbon oaf, it's an avela, meaning it doesn't work. It's pasul. So what happens? But we know that a chatas haof, right, is kachet kachem. Is only mutter for a kohen to eat. Only mutter for a kohen to eat. So what happens if a zar did that? He ate malika, which he wasn't allowed to eat. Rabbi Chiya Amar Chayv Shtayim Barakabar Amar Chayv La Achas. Kofas Rabbi Chiya Vanishba Avodah Kasha Madimir Rabbi Shtayim. Kofas Barakabar Vanishba Avodah Kasha Madimir Rabbi Achas. Same machlokas. Hischar Rabbi Chiya Ladun. And this one, though, is very interesting. Nevela Lakol Nasra. Nevela is really usher, meaning usually if you do malika with your fingernail to a regular bird, chicken, you are whatever, dove even, you want to eat for your own, it's nevela. Kisha hutra b'mikdash eitzal kohanim hutra. It was only mutter for kohanim to then eat it. Lakohanim hutra v'lo lazarim, and therefore yeshka mishim zaras v'yeshka mishim malika to averas. Hizchil bar kapara ladun. Bar kapara says, no, nevela kol nasra. It was aser to everyone. Kisha hutra b'mikdash hutra ein kan ela mishim zaras. This last one is fodder for a big discussion, and that is, a kohen is allowed to eat, is allowed to do malika and eat that animal. Is that a case where he's allowed to eat nevela, or it's not nevela? Right? The language here is that malik is called nevela. And when it says, and then it's mutter, does that mean, and therefore it's not nevela, or that it's nevela that you're allowed to eat? Can we say that physically something is not, this is, you do the same thing. Physically this is called nevela, physically this is not called nevela. It might be a lesser of a chiddush to say, no, it's still called a nevela, but it's a nevela that you're allowed to eat because it's a carbon. Okay, we'll have to stop there, and we'll have to talk more about this, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.